Love to hear your thoughts on the cost of living right now and indeed the cost of doing business. But it's not all doom and gloom, because as you'll have known from listening to Taking Care of Business over the past 5 years, businesses in the Midlands have proven themselves time and time again to be innovative, to be resilient, and to, even though with all the challenges that might be coming or they might be facing, to continue trying to deliver great service and to deliver the products and services that their customers need. And no business kind of typifies this as much as Code Clothing in Tullamore. It, of course, is owned by Anthony and Cara Cairns, that dynamic husband and wife team. And Cara joins me now because Code has just taken a massive leap into the formal wear for ladies, and very much a passion project for Cara. Now, Cara is joined in studio too by Lucy Kearns, and Lucy is going to join us in a few minutes as well to talk about some products she has for sale. And I can already see it. Lucy appears to be the spokesperson for Guy in Code. The only thing I haven't told you, she's only 7 years of age. She is sitting here very, very patiently, but she's going to let her mammy speak first, we think, anyway. Cara, I suppose, to begin with yourself, this range of formal wear has been a project that's been a couple of years in the making. How did it all begin, and why did you go this route in the first place?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's obviously something that we have planned for years, and you start off in business and you go through different things and you learn from your customers what they want, and you learn who your customer is, really. Now, obviously, we have a wide customer base. We stock a lot from clothing, footwear, accessories. Occasional slash formal wear has been something for us that we've done loads and loads of beautiful brands, stunning brands, but for some reason, quite not us, quite not our customer. So this is definitely something that we're really, really passionate about. I think it screams Code. There's a lot of stuff that we do buy, and I'm sure every retailer does it, that you know is commercial but might not be your style. So definitely, with Code being 10 years open this September, this is definitely something that is Code, and we think it is our customer. So we're hoping that everybody's going to love it as much as we do.
You kind of took samples of what was out there already, stuff that you say you'd purchased before, you tried to sell in the shop and that, and you decided to go and tweak about it and really make it your own.
Yeah, obviously we've seen a lot of suits over the years. Suits, I think, are absolutely massive. I think they're really, really classy. I think they can be twigged for any occasion. Personally, I love suits. I wore actually a sample of this to the Midlands 103 Awards very recently. We thought that they'd be in a little bit earlier, but they weren't. Like everything else, they got delayed. But there was a lot of twigging. There was a lot of work done on fabrics, lengths of legs, style of legs, what we think is going to be really big going forward. Just the overall detail of the suit as well. It's double-breasted buttons. It's got a beautiful little peplum at the front, which is good for coverage as well for women. But it's definitely, we think it's definitely a power suit.
And you really put a lot of work into that design too, as you were saying, even just off air there, like the length of getting the details right and the sizing and that, even down to choosing fabrics. I mean, how do you go about doing that? Like, does that involve a lot of travel, or how do you go about picking fabrics for clothing?
Yeah, like obviously we see a lot of fabrics, a lot of different fabrics in a lot of our stock. We always, quality is number one for us. Then obviously you have to look at the price point. I think with regards to the length of the cuff, a lot of people, any of the ladies out there that listen to me in Code, no matter what it is, if it's a blazer, I'll always have it cuffed up. If it's a jumper, it'll always be pulled up. I just think, especially for a function, if you're wearing jewellery, bracelets, watches, etc., it's shorter on your cuff so that you don't hide any of that detail. But yeah, we're lucky that we have a really, really good Irish supplier. Quality is fantastic, but it has been a long process to get it right. Lots of samples, lots of tweaking. But yeah, thank goodness we're very happy with it.
Anybody who passes the window on Patrick Street in Tullamore, first thing that will strike them probably is the colours.
Yeah, we've all five colours. Well, we started off with five colours coming from just transitional styles from spring, summer into autumn, winter. There's beautiful colours. You have the staple black. We then have done in an off-white, which we've made sure is double lined more than the other ones for coverage. I think the off-white would be ideal for hen parties, the day after somebody's wedding for the bride. Really, really classy, really easy to wear. You have a beautiful strong red, a gorgeous purple, the black, and then the turquoise, obviously, which I think is a colour that just suits everybody, no matter what they're colouring.
Are you seeing that demand as well coming from your customers, particularly women in the workplace now? Is that something that you would see them availing of as well? And
yeah,
it's obviously a gap that was there and a need that had
to
be filled.
Yeah, definitely. It could be your good work suit. Like, it's so handy in the sense that you can mix and match it and make it look so different in so many ways. Like by adding a headpiece for a wedding and a pair of heels, you're there. You can put a nice court heel with it because, again, the length, now it is obviously dependent on your height, but the length of it is a standard ankle length so that you do have the novelty to wear different footwear with it and it'll look different every way.
Similar service then to what people would be familiar with men's suits, obviously adjustable, you know, can be tailored to suit the
exactly.
suit your own needs as well.
And at the moment it's stocked in sizes 8 to 16, but obviously can be made in any size.
How has it been received so far? Are people braving it and people...
Great. Yeah, it's been really, really good. Now, like I said, it should have been here a lot earlier, but we didn't want to rush it. We wanted to make sure that everything was absolutely perfect and that we were happy with it. But it just landed in a couple of weeks ago. Good timing, because obviously we have Dervla O'Rourke. We dress her for a lot of her TV appearances. But it literally just landed in 2 days before she came to the shop. So she was the first one to try it on. And she wore two of them recently that got a great, great feedback. But it's only in a couple of weeks. We still have a few things up our sleeve to do a launch on it as well.
That doesn't surprise me at all. You mentioned things like supply chains, and any business owner I talk to, like, they just say things are just chaotic at the minute. What's really interesting was the week before last, Brown Thomas opened up their famous Christmas shop in the middle of August.
Mm-hmm.
But just to give you an idea, when do you at Guy & Co actually start preparing for Christmas?
Oh my goodness. We start preparing like a good 12 months in advance. Like I've all spring, summer 23 done. So I'll be starting autumn, winter 23 very shortly in the buying. That's how far ahead we buy. Customer wise, people are definitely started already. We have the deposit system. They put stuff on deposit. It secures a lot of the sportswear and stuff as well. It secures that your size is there and you can tip away at it. Then with the gift cards, you can top up the money with the gift cards, the multi-brand between Code and Guy. So people have definitely started now. But yeah, we're always ahead. We're always thinking ahead. So it's very hard to stay in the season. But yeah, loads of autumn, winter and Christmas stock coming already.
There you go. I've mentioned Christmas just at the tail end of August too. Another very special guest that really wants to get a word in, because Code is 10 years in business next month. Guy Clothing is already 12 years, but 8 years on High Street in Tullamore. And that 8 years kind of coincides more or less with the birthday of the girl that's sitting in front of me. She's 7-year-old Lucy Kearns, and she is chomping at the bit to get speaking here. But this isn't just any story, because Lucy is actually a supplier to Code as well. Lucy, can you tell everybody, what do you make and sell in Code?
So basically I have these beads at home and I love making bracelets. So I just decided, I asked Mommy one day, what if I make some bracelets and call them the Rainbow Bracelets and sell them in Code? And she said yes, and it was a great idea. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. We have all different seasons, like say when it gets to Christmas. We're going to have all that. So there's some in stock and there's great colours for summer and autumn. If you would like to come and purchase some, that would be brilliant.
And you're wearing one at the minute, and I can see why they're called rainbow bracelets. The colours are fantastic. Do you choose all the colours and the styles yourself and make them?
Yeah.
You are she is very particular on her colours. She has the rainbow theme and I have to do the knots and stuff for them for her, so they're really, really secure.
Because she has to do the knots, I'm not really able. I could try it sometimes, but I want them to be really secure so they don't break on someone's
Absolutely.
Wrist.
She's very particular.
Yeah, and quality is hugely important as well. I heard you went back to school today.
Yeah.
So who's going to make the bracelets now you're back in school?
I can make them after school, no problem.
Wow. Wow, that's
incredible. Yourself after the homework.
After the homework, very important as well. Well, it certainly seems the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Do you enjoy being involved with Mammy and Daddy in the shops?
Yes. And I want to say another thing, which is mostly related to Code. We still have, they Code still has back to school Lily Kelly tin.
She's such a businesswoman. For anybody who didn't get their Lily Kellys, Lucy's saying there is sizes available.
And just for anybody who might be curious, Lucy has no notes in front of her. That's all coming out of her.
We didn't know what was going to come out there.
Lucy, thank you so much for bringing your mammy in this evening and getting her to go on the radio again.
She kind of told me that.
I know you weren't going to let her away with it as well. Carolyn, to yourself and Auntie as well. Anthony, it's credit as well for you. You're still going. You're always trying to innovate, keep things fresh as well. It's fantastic to see that new range of formal wear for ladies. If people want to find out more, what's the best way to find out more?
Definitely follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram. Obviously, if you're in Tullamore, pop in. But all our new arrivals, everything every day goes up on the social media pages. And obviously, we're there on the phones as well. So delighted to hear from people.
Cara, thanks a million. And of course, a big thanks to Lucy as well.